Drop D came out of the attic confused. Annie's words, the way she looked at him, made him lose his mind and his temper. He started to see himself for who he truly was, all the ugliness of his soul. He began to run through the hallways of the building in desperation. He was looking around him without being able to truly see. It felt as though he didn't know where he really was. Suddenly, he heard a familiar voice calling him. He was almost certain it was the voice of the shadow, Mr. Funker, talking to him from behind the half-open door. The room was dusty and had mirrors everywhere. Mirrors forgotten from the time when the building was used as a mirror factory. The shadow quickly passed behind him, and by the time Drop D managed to recover from the shock, he found himself staring at his reflection in the mirror, like it was in his dream. But this time, Mr. Funker was standing behind him.